Well, good morning, everybody, and happy new year. As we kick off a new year, it's going to be a very, very interesting first month of the year. I am refraining from putting out some stock picks yet. Listen, we have one thing that could be a certainty. If Georgia, if it wins the way we hope it wins, and we have two Republicans in there, could at least change the dynamic in the sense that we have a certainty, one would believe, in the Senate being a firewall. But of course, we've got a lot of the weasel caucus party in the Senate that will likely caucus with the Democrats. I know it's hard to believe after all that has happened in the last 4 years, but nonetheless, that seems to be the case. So it's not quite as certain as it was, but hopefully we can see that victory. There is no possible way, and there's a number of senators and congressmen, 150 congressmen, that believe and understand that this election was stolen by corruption, and the evidence truly is overwhelming. I believe, not to sound like a conspiracy theory thinker, but I believe that the Supreme Court justices are being threatened with their own lives, but more importantly, the lives of their family. I really believe that. It could be the only reason why they have stayed silent and not taking anything up, in my opinion. I think this is an open and shut case, and hopefully we can see a victory by the end of this month. If not, it's going to be a very chaotic market. Make no mistake about it. Biden is still saying he's going to shut the economy down. They need to do that because shutting the economy down is going to allow them to get accomplished during the economic crisis the things that the far left have been trying to get accomplished for the last 20 years and that have had on their dream list for the last 40 years. So we'll see how that goes. I despise this place that I am in right now, that I feel necessary to hold off, but I also feel it incredibly necessary to be as responsible as I possibly can for all of you. I would suspect in the upcoming weeks, we will see that at least five or six as we head into 2021 picks that you ought to be adding. It has been very difficult to take some things off the buy list, although I think I'll be doing that this week and kind of revamping and getting ready to add some quality and to maintain quality. And not, I don't think we can get away from things being overvalued right now, but at least not things that are overvalued dramatically. I still believe in those top four sectors that I have listed here below. These are the sectors that we probably want to be focused on as we head into the new year. The only difference is I may be adding top five here and be adding utilities onto that. It's very close. So anyway, that's really all I have. We need to be praying for this country like never before. Not get complacent. Let's stay in the fight. Let's stay fearless and steadfast. And let me just end with this. I want to thank all of you. We've had the best fundraising year we've ever had. And I got to tell you something. We had a horrible summer. We had a horrible October, November. We did most of it in the month of December. And I can't even describe how grateful I am to so many of you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for what you've been able to do to keep us in the fight. And I promise I will stay in the fight and continue to fight for you, for your money that God has entrusted to you so that you can use that money to grow the kingdom. This year, like no other year, if we see a Biden presidency, we've got to be focused on the kingdom, not on the world, but on the kingdom. Dan, what about my own personal world? No, not on your own personal world either. Not even on the health of your family. The best thing you can do for the health of your family is to walk firmly with our Lord and Savior. And that's where all our focus is going to have to be. And that is the only place that we are going to draw true peace from. Well, I hope we have a blessed 2021. Stay tuned. I'll see you in a little bit. God bless.